On October 1st, 1990, some 60 people from North Adams met at the city's Salvation Army to talk about one neighborhood's deterioration. Among them was lifelong resident Shirley Davis.
I've been living in this house on 95 Bracewell for 62 years, and when I first got married and had my children, this Bracewell Avenue in this neighborhood was one of the best neighborhoods in the city. And in the 80s, it started to deteriorate, and it really got bad. And Al Bashefkin called a meeting at the Salvation Army, and a whole bunch of people met. And we started a crime watch, and David Dunn and Keith Bono were the first two organizers, and I kind of was publicity, and sort of every time something good happened in the neighborhood, I'd put it in the paper, hoping that people would start to forget how bad it had gotten. And we did fundraisers, and we did things with the kids, took them on trips and had picnics and parties and made them feel good about themselves. And we just started doing good things, and it kind of paid off.
Davis is now lead organizer for the United Neighborhood Organization. It has a strong partnership with the Northern Berkshire Community Coalition, which was created in 1986 by the aforementioned Al Bashefkin during the scaling down of North Adams' largest employer, Sprague Electric. Soon enough, Davis says, Uno's impact started to show.
So all the kids stopped breaking windows and vandalizing, and we raised money and bought flowers and gave them to the neighborhoods free, and they you know, started to fix their yards up and make them look nicer, and we had holiday house decorating contests and for Halloween and for Christmas. It just got the people all enthused, and it just turned around. Everything just got better.
The organization would go on to host community cleanup days and field trips, along with building a playground. This past June, the Uno Community Center opened its doors on River Street.
There's a full kitchen and a dining area. There's a living room. Then there's something I call just like a workstation. We have some computers available if anyone wants to do job searches, work on a project for school, things like that. There's an office space where we have Adult Basic Ed has job coaches available, so their job coach uses that space. And then we have a small children's area.
Annie Rogers is the coordinator of Northern Berkshire Neighbors, which developed out of UNO's success, working to expand similar efforts to area communities. The community center has drop-in hours, serving as an informal meeting place for individuals or groups, while also offering youth and adult programming.
We are currently doing a door-to-door survey, though, in the neighborhood to really figure out what sort of things that the neighborhood residents would really like to see and be a part of. And then also, there's a lot of talent and wealth within the neighborhood to see what folks maybe would be interested in doing themselves. There seems to be a lot of interest over open mic nights and movie nights, so that's probably coming in the future.
The center was dedicated to Davis, which she says was a surprise and an honor. As for how many people UNO has impacted over the past 25 years, that's difficult to nail down.
Hundreds, hundreds, and hundreds. I mean, we've marched in parades, and everybody in North Adams knows about UNO. Take my word for it.
To commemorate its 25th anniversary, UNO is hosting a celebration at the Community Center at 157 River Street in North Adams from 5 to 7 today.
When you do enough positive things, it gets rid of the negative stuff. That's my theory.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.